Welcome back to The Aware Show. This is Lisa Garr. All right, so did you know that 10 million people this summer will contract some type of stomach virus while traveling on summer vacations? So according to the CDC, it's the most common illness travelers suffer is stomach digestive issues. So would you like to find a great tool to help you stay out of that arena and also to get you into a normal place of healthy digestion, even if you're not traveling? Joining me is Mindy Barrows. She's a certified nutritionist, and she also has her bachelor's in biology, which is great because she understands the importance of intestinal health and the importance of probiotics and what that has to do with intestinal health. Welcome to the show, Mindy. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me. How are you today?
Doing great. All right, so you have a great perspective. We've spoken a lot about probiotics on the show because they are very, very important, very vital to your health. But exactly what happens, what is beneficial bacteria? How could bacteria possibly be beneficial?
Well, believe it or not, we are more bacterial than we are cellular. And by that I mean that we have bacteria on us and in us. Ideally, we want to have more beneficial bacteria than pathogenic bacteria. But what probiotics or beneficial bacteria are microorganisms that when we administer them or take them in, that they have benefit to us. In this case, the human body. And what you really want is for there to be a microorganism or bacterial balance in your digestive tract. And this can often be disrupted due to antibiotic use, illness, poor nutrition, stress. I know none of y'all have that out there, but for those of us that do, that can create an imbalance with the bacteria.
So I should bridge that gap, but another word for probiotic is beneficial bacteria, and that's what it is. It's in a supplemental form of a probiotic for those of you that we've seen it a lot. I mean, over the last couple of years, probiotic is in everything these days. How do you tell the difference between a high-grade probiotic and then one that has a lower bacterial count in it?
Well, the difference is that many of the probiotics will have a high CFU count. What CFU stands for is colony-forming units. But you don't necessarily have to have a large amount of high CFU count. It's just going to the CFU count refers to the beneficial bacteria, and you really want to have more strains than you do high CFU count.
So when it says 10 billion count of bacteria on the outside of these, it doesn't say bacteria, actually it says like a 10 billion count of lactic acid types of things on the outside of these containers. Is that a good thing? What does that mean?
Well, the billions, again, the belief has been that if you have billions of lactic acid bacteria, that it's going to be beneficial, that if you hit the body with billions of them, then something will hit. But in actuality, if you have quality strains of bacteria, that's what's more important, because if you hit the body with too much of one strain of lactic acid bacteria, it can actually trigger an autoimmune condition, and then we start having problems. So you want to have several strains that are found in the human digestive tract, and this will allow for colonization of the beneficial bacteria in the GI tract.
That's interesting. So where it creates an autoimmune response is where the body actually starts attacking the bacteria?
Yes, it can do that. Let's say, for example, we all have what we call a gut print or a bacterial fingerprint. That is that your bacterial fingerprint due to your blood type and your acid or alkaline balance and the stressors that you've been under, you have a certain gut print. It's different than mine. It's different than even some of your siblings or your mother or father, because we're all inundated with different things. If you take just one strain of probiotic, for example, Acidophilus, and you're bombarding your body with the Acidophilus over and over and over again, it will see it as not self and it will begin attacking it as if it were a pathogenic bacteria. So you want to have a variety of strains of bacteria, just like you don't want to eat one type of food over and over and over again, because it will create an allergenic response.
Interesting. So if you have too much of the wrong thing, even though that we might think that a probiotic is good, it could actually trigger an autoimmune response. What about when the probiotics are in a dairy base, like they are commonly found in yogurts and with a large amount of sugar and so forth? Is that counteract the balance of the probiotic?
Well, sugar actually does counteract the balance. If you, again, there should be naturally occurring two or three strains in yogurt. Now, when you start adding high amounts of sugar, as some of these yogurts are out there on the mass market, they've got so much sugar in there that it's actually going to create an acidic response rather than a beneficial response for the bacteria. Ideally, you should eat yogurt or kefir or a fermented food without sugar.
I like the Dr. O'Hara's probiotics personally because they, for me, have this 3-year fermentation process. They're in a non-dairy form, and they're completely safe, and they have a high count. Do you know about the count that is in the Dr. O'Hara's brand?
Well, they have a balanced count, actually. They have a lower CFU count than some of the other probiotics, but the benefits to Dr. O'Hara's, and I happen to like Dr. O'Hara's as well, is that it is going to have several strains. They actually have 12 strains of probiotics in there, or the beneficial bacteria. And because of their fermentation process going for 3 years, they have other things in there, such as organic acids, bacteriocins, and some hydrogen peroxide. So it's grown on a whole food base, and then there's also prebiotics to help the bacteria grow.
So when you say it's grown on a whole food base, when you said yogurt has naturally occurring probiotics in it, but this doesn't have yogurt in it, how does the fermentation process exist, and what exactly is the probiotic that's found? Is it a result of something?
The probiotics, and when you're culturing something, you always need a mother, so to speak.
Right.
That is the bacteria, even when you're making a sourdough bread, for example.
A starter.
Yes, you need a starter. And what happens with the Dr. O'Hara's probiotics or with yogurt is that you put the good bacteria, in this case it's all vegetable-based bacteria, and in Dr. O'Hara's, it's grown in a medium of water, 92 fruits, vegetables, seaweeds, and mushrooms. And that's the prebiotic. That gives the probiotic the food that it needs.
Interesting. Very interesting. Okay. And then from that, the fermentation begins for 3 years in this culture process.
Yes. So therefore, the bacteria is allowed to grow.
So the strong survive and the other ones basically go off. So then you get the super strain of a very healthy bacteria. So that's what you're talking about in terms of strains of bacteria.
Yes. And it's very important that we have a variety, of strains that we're taking in so that we can fight off the other pathogenic bacteria.
Oh.
Because we're not just inundated with one type of pathogenic bacteria. We're inundated with several. And as you mentioned, traveling, sometimes we're exposed to ones that we weren't normally exposed to.
So that's why you have 12 strains, because there's many different strains of viruses out there.
That's right.
Might as well combat it. Now, what about in terms of regular digestion? If you don't even experience viruses or traveling or whatnot, how can this help with just a normal digestive process?
Well, the wonderful thing about probiotics is that the bacteria in our small intestine actually begins to make vitamins, vitamin A, all the B vitamins, vitamin K, and we need those nutrients to help us with our energy level. Beneficial bacteria also will help to break down the food that we're eating so that we get the most added benefit and most bioavailability from the food that we eat, as well as the supplements. If you take supplements, it's going to help break down the supplements, and it helps them to cross the cell membranes in the small intestine so that we maximize our nutrition.
Does it really? So it really kind of ushers in the other supplements you're already taking into the cells.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. And those of us that do have autoimmune issues, what happens there is that the tissue can become swollen and inflamed, or inflammation will occur, and it doesn't allow for that nutrition.
Mm.
So you need to maximize the nutrition so that you can, again, cross the cell membrane.
Wow.
So that you're getting more and more maximized nutrition.
That's interesting. So if you take something like thyroiditis, which is out there, and hyperthyroid and hypothyroidism, where it's becoming in near epidemic proportions, I never even thought about a probiotic helping with inflammation of the thyroid gland.
And it will most definitely help with inflammatory issues.
And is there a specific, I know that the Dr. O'Harris has a really great probiotic specifically for inflammation too, doesn't it? Don't they? I can't remember the name of that one, but it's in the Dr. O'Hara's line, because that's something that I've had, that I've talked about before with them.
Yes, they actually have a propolis product, which is very good for reducing inflammation and increasing antioxidants in the body.
Aha! So the body really gets to work by itself. All right. So in terms of let's go to the other end of the extreme. If you were to get a virus by traveling to another country, and you're already in that place of having the stomach virus, does it just go away by itself by taking a few, you know, anti-nausea things, or do those bugs last in the gut once you get in contact with them?
The bugs want to stay there for a while.
How long's a while?
Well, they can be in there anywhere from, you're initially going to have it, and that's when you get the stomach upset and gas and bloating and sometimes vomiting. It will stay still in our system. It can go on and stay in there between 7 to 10 days, sometimes even longer. Some people come back and they have it, or they've been swimming, they may get Giardia, and it stays in our system for months. And we just can't seem to get it in balance. So by adding a probiotic, such as Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, you're actually going to be putting the beneficial bacteria in there, which would also, it has proteolytic power, and that just means it breaks down foreign proteins. It would work against these pathogenic bacteria.
So it will get, do you have to take an extra amount of probiotics in order to work against those serious viruses?
It does help if you do so. I have, when I've been traveling, I've even, you know, I start out taking a probiotic for prevention, but when you get something like that, it's okay to go ahead and take several of them every couple of hours until you get some bacterial balance.
Really? Oh, so you can really kind of blast it.
Yes.
Is there any time you should stop taking probiotics?
I don't know that I would just ever stop. I suppose that if you're not taking one that has several strains of bacteria, that you would want to alternate the different strains or different probiotics so that you're getting all the different strains. But we are one of the few cultures that does not eat a fermented food on a regular basis. Yogurt, a lot of people do like, but again, there's so much sugar in there,
right,
that it's, you know, not as beneficial as let's say kimchi or something like that. So if we're not going to be eating fermented foods, then we definitely need to be taking a fermented supplement such as a probiotic so that we're able to balance out the beneficial bacteria in our GI tract.
Interesting. And there's so much more to learn. And once again, you can find out more information about probiotics. There's a great website called essentialformulas.com. They are of a newly updated website all about probiotic and probiotic health and so forth, if you want to find out more about that. And it's just something that I add to my normal vitamin regime. And now I know why, because it helps usher in those other vitamins. I never knew that before. Thank you, Mindy.
You're welcome.
I learn something new every day. All right. Well, thank you so much. And Mindy herself has 25 years of experience in health and nutrition, so she's one to get good advice from. So thanks a lot. Thanks a lot for the information today.
Thank you.
All right. And that is it for me today. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope that you got a lot out of today's show about the mind and the body and your spirit. And thanks Tanya Jenkins and Gina Salvati, producers of The Aware Show. And thank you, G, for engineering today here at KPFK. And thank you all so much for listening. And until next time, I invite you to stay aware.